Hey guys, it's Judy from Nutrition with Judy. Thanks for joining me today. I hope you guys are having a good week. My name is Judy Cho and I am a nutritional therapy practitioner. I help my clients get to root cause healing, and that is oftentimes with a gut healing protocol that uses a meat-based diet. If you enjoy my content, please make sure to subscribe and please make sure to follow. Today, I'm just going to talk a little bit about how to be efficient. I have been getting a lot of questions of how do I manage so many things when I have young kids. I just published a book and I also have a full-time private practice. So one, track and manage your time. Be smart with your time. I was a management consultant for 12 years and I lived basically out of a suitcase from Monday through Thursday and some days even more. I needed to be really smart with my time because basically I had 2 days in the weekend to do all my errands, doctor's appointments, meet with friends and family. And if I didn't do it in such a smart way, then the weekend would be gone and then I would be in another city or country working. I definitely learned a lot of time management there. The other thing is with our clients, we did a lot of time management, being more effective, how to improve their processes so that they have a more efficient and effective company. So I've definitely learned a lot of the skills in just balancing time. One thing that my husband showed me, which I thought was so invaluable, was just tracking your time. Literally, there are websites and apps that track your time. And so you can allocate time during your day, like a calendar type of thing, where you just designate time for certain things. So I start tracking how much I was using social media about a year ago. And I noticed it was for a couple hours. And I just realized that I'm on it for too long. These social media platforms are meant, and I'm talking specifically about even, I guess, YouTube, but Instagram and Facebook, they're all intended for you to stay on there and keep searching and navigating and just kind of seeing what else is on the social media apps. So I have turned off all notifications. I don't get notifications for any social media. I just am not on there that much. I post, sometimes I share in stories, and then I'm not really on. I probably use maybe 1 hour across Facebook, Instagram, YouTube on a day. And I do that so that I can then produce either these contents on YouTube or my podcast, or I can write research posts and so on and so forth. So be really smart with your time. Like, cut the things that take a lot of time. I don't put on makeup every day. I think that that would take 30 minutes to an hour, you know, just getting ready and all that in a day. And so I don't use that. I purposely braid my hair back because that saves time. There are little things I do. There's a rotation of clothes I wear almost weekly. These are things that save time and then allows me to work on other bigger things. I also don't have a lot of downtime. I am naturally kind of type A, on the go, and my husband balances me. So he helps me to just enjoy the moment. But even when we're maybe watching a simple TV show, I may be following up with friends on email, or I'll be doing our finances, whatever it is. But in general, I kind of just always going, and I always like to just get things done. And I'm kind of just wired that way. My way of unwinding is reading a book. I think I just really enjoy learning and just writing. So one thing you can do is just get a piece of paper, make a big circle, and then start breaking it into a pie chart of different things that you do in a day. And so where you are spending most of your time, and obviously it's going to be work or school, but where you're spending most of your time outside of those main things that we do, that's what's sucking up most of our time. And then you just have to put a value on, is what you're doing in the off hours worth what you want to do with your life? So if you're spending most of your time watching TV or social media and you're not feeling really fulfilled by that, then I would start kind of cutting that. And I did that when I started working on carnivore cure, and it has been tremendously beneficial for me. So I recommend that if you are not enjoying it as much, but it's more of an addiction, then I would see of trying to like detox. There's even books on how to detox from social media. So number two, going with this, set goals. So Kevin and I like to talk about annual goals, and then we talk about quarterly and monthly, and then I have my own monthly goals. So for 2021, we need to have already released the audiobook of Carnivore Cure, but we're working on the audiobook. I need to get the plant database out, the safe plant database. I need to finish up the Carnivore Cure program and I need to make the second edition of the book. And that's still just focused on Carnivore Cure, but there's also my practice in terms of my clients and then even my personal side. So again, just figure out what your big milestones for the year are and goals. And then from a daily activity perspective, what does that mean? So on a daily basis, I make sure to write, here are the things that I have to take care of the next day. And I do this every night. And then the next day I focus on that. Instead of going directly on social media, going on emails, I go directly to what is the hardest thing I have to take care of first? And what are some of these big ticket items or the big rocks that I need to move today to get my day to be a daily win? And so I talk about this in Carnivore 75 Hard. I talk about this in Carnivore Cure, but make your day fulfill your needs by getting the stuff done that is moving you action-wise towards your monthly goal, your weekly, your yearly, and so on and so forth. And if there are things that are not meeting those needs, then maybe it's time to just kind of cut those out or at least spend less time on them. So number three and four are kind of the foundations, but number three I'd say is, you know, eat a meat-based diet or a diet that's ketogenic so that you are running efficiently. I know I'm making us sound like we're machines, but you know, just if we are feeling our best, then we can do and we can produce our best. So if you are exhausted and just tired from eating a lot of carbs or junky foods and we don't feel good, then it's going to be hard to be motivated to do anything, right? And make our time be valuable. So our family is always in a ketogenic state, Kevin sometimes, but in general, we then meal prep and we eat a lot of meat. So on Sunday night, we make a lot of our lunches for the rest of the week. So we'll make ground beef, beef patties, hot dogs, sausages, steaks cut up, lots of hard boiled eggs. These are staples in our house that for lunch, there's always food that we can easily grab. And then we're only looking towards making dinners. None of us eat breakfast. Our kids only drink some raw goat's milk. The fourth thing is self-care, protection. So for me, I protect my eyes and ears so that I am protecting my heart. I know that we are living in a unprecedented time. Things are kind of just all over the place. And sometimes if we watch too much news or follow too much stuff on social media or get a lot of forwards, it's really easy to get sucked into this kind of negativity and fear of what the future holds for us. But, you know, I know where I am in my place and the way that we eat and how we plan on taking care of ourselves. But beyond that, I just am focused on helping and serving the community and doing good deeds and getting my daily wins done instead of focusing on things that I have really no control over and just fearing life because I can die tomorrow. And at least I'll hope that, I mean, thank God I finished Carnivore Cure right before I died. Like these are the rocks that I think of before I'm done with this earth that I can just like complete before I go. And so I try to live my life that way every single day. I'll give you an example with when Carnivore Cure first came out. I was getting tons of emails from Amazon or from customers from Amazon saying that their book was delayed or lost or the book that Amazon sent out, not us, was bent a little bit and just a lot. And it was draining, to be honest. And it was a lot of things that I had no control over. COVID happened. It was the holidays. And so people were upset and rightfully so. Like I would be upset too as a consumer that my book is like a month late or 2 weeks late. But the way I started protecting myself was my husband shielded me and has taken all of that on. I don't see a single email that comes from Amazon or Carnivore Cure. So if my husband decides that I need to respond to the customer, he'll forward it to me and then I'll respond. But otherwise, I have no idea how many sales, reviews, just feedback in general. And obviously he'll send me the good stuff. And there's a lot of kind people that send a lot of nice words. So thank you for that. But I protect my heart because otherwise then I'll get mopey or insecure or sensitive about certain things that were said. And then I'll kind of ruminate on it. And then I don't want to like write, I don't want to produce content. And it's just a waste of my time and just my ability to support the community. And so if you feel that you are on social media for a long time and then you feel kind of down after, or you feel like, why am I not thin enough yet eating carnivore or pretty enough or so on and so, or living the life that someone else is, maybe it's time to just kind of cut that a little bit. And it doesn't even have to be social media. It could be hanging out with certain people or going to certain places. You just have to be really smart with how to protect your heart, because once things start bleeding into it, that's how you can get affected. And it can affect you from just being a happy person and making the most of your life. You know, the reality is that drama sucks up your time, whether it's media right nowadays, reading information that's scary, you know, all of these things take a lot of time and energy, and then you're really left with nothing else to do anything else. So again, there are even studies that show that people that scroll and stay on social media for a long time, and especially Instagram, there are studies that it correlates, the longer you're on it, the more depressed you become. So just something to consider. The next one is passion. So obviously it's easier to do things that you are passionate about. No one's going to be passionate about doing dishes and laundry, although I actually do enjoy doing laundry. Obviously it's easier to do things that you are passionate about. So my passion is writing. I have always liked writing. Here are two of my journals from when I was really little. But I have all of these, and I mean, granted, I've never read them. But the thing is, if you do something that you're passionate about, it's easier to get things done, right? So there's less hindrance, less obstacles to get it done because you actually like doing it. So I, for one, like writing. So that's why I like doing research papers, and I like writing The Carnivore Cure. I like making pretty things. I've always liked to kind of make graphics, and I'm really, really organized. But I've always liked to write, and that's why I do a lot of writing, and I enjoy it. I do the newsletters and the blog posts and the Instagram captions and a lot of other stuff. But you have to find what you enjoy. Obviously, we don't all enjoy doing laundry and dishes, but I'll also, with these smaller tasks, I'll kind of couple them with other things. So when I am doing the dishes, I often FaceTime my mom. So we get some time and we talk about our days and anything that's kind of weighing on me or, you know, weighing on her. Or when I'm doing laundry, sometimes my kids help me and we talk about stuff or who's, you know, who's folding these shirts better and things like that. So there are ways to be efficient and make the most of your time. And I try to do that in a lot of the things that I do. And when I do have quality time with the family, like phones are down, and I make sure to be present. My passion in serving is my self-care too. So when I am giving back, when I'm writing, when I'm doing these things, I actually feel happier and I feel better. So that's how I self-care. So make sure to do things that are your passion, because life is short. You want to do things that make you happier. The next thing is to ask for help. My husband is a huge, huge help to me and an asset, and I don't know what I'd do without him. He, as I was saying, manages all the stuff with Carnivore Cure. He also manages some of the supplements we sell and just manages kind of a lot of the back end for me, so I don't have to focus on that, and I could focus on the things that I actually really enjoy, which is working with clients, doing a lot of the writing and things like that. If you are in a relationship or with your family, if you need help, just ask for help. Sometimes it's easier to just ask someone for help and get something done than feel overwhelmed. One thing that my husband and I did when our kids were really young was to start like dividing and conquering, right? So instead of both of us trying to wash and then both of us trying to put them down, one of us would take one part. So my husband washes them while I clean up the dishes, or I'll put them down so then my husband could get a little bit of downtime. So, and then this is the way I could get more quality time with them if my husband is giving them their lunch. So by doing this kind of divide and conquer, we then are able to even get some alone time and we can just be smarter with our time. But then it's the act of getting help that helps it tremendously. And then this goes into connection. So I really believe that humans are naturally meant to be connected. So make sure that need of feeling connected, feeling understood is taken care of. When I feel kind of down, I turn to my husband. We're literally best friends and we talk about everything together. I call my mom, I FaceTime with my dad, and then I'll talk with my brother. And I'll even talk with the kids and I'll just say, you know what, today was not that great of a day. Something happened and I'm just not the happiest. And although they have no understanding, they'll be like, it's okay, mom. And then sometimes I honestly just read the Bible. Recently I read about Nehemiah and it was so powerful. So if you guys want to learn about that, go and get that. But you know, it's really important to be connected and feel that your needs are being met. If you feel down, that you are being heard and acknowledged, because that is really, really important for your general wellness. And then as you are well, you're able to fulfill more of the things in your daily wins that you wanted to do. One of the last things I'll say is that you should be really organized. I know this isn't a skill set for everyone, but I think I'm naturally organized. So if I need to pull up an invoice, a note from a client, just really anything. Like, I mean, I have my diaries from 20 years ago, but anything, I'm very, very organized. So I'm able to pick up things and get things that I need really quickly. And that actually saves a lot of time. So more than anything, just figure out your priorities, eat a clean diet so that you can protect your body and that you're able to do the things that then you want to do and fulfill in a week's time, month's time, and year's time. Don't focus on the negative in life and don't focus on things that bring you down, because there is no point in focusing on that. Just work on things to improve you, but then also do the things that will make you happy. And oftentimes, that's just changing some habits. If you haven't read Atomic Habits, I highly recommend that. But life is short. What do you want your legacy to be? And what do you want to get out? There was this weird fear. I think it's because I was finishing up Carnivore Cure when it was COVID. And I would tell my husband, at least the manuscript is done. So if I die tomorrow, at least this content can get out. So it was so bizarre that I was thinking that way. But you know, I'm glad that I wrote it so that no matter what, at least that content is out there so it can help people to heal. So I hope you find your reasons, you find your why, you find the things that get you passionate, and that you have daily wins each day that will help you fulfill things that make you feel like your life is worth living. Most of all, just figure out your priorities and eat a clean diet. Okay, guys, thanks for watching. If you enjoyed this, please leave a review or leave a comment and like this video. All right, guys, make sure to eat a lot of meat. Take care of your bodies, because it is the only place you have to live. Bye.